Hi everyone, and welcome back to the 48th video for the Old Testament Survey course. In this section, we're continuing the Minor Prophets by examining the book of Zephaniah. Now let's start by looking at the standard background issues. The author is named Zephaniah, and according to the genealogy in the first verse, he is the great-great-grandson of Hezekiah. Now, beyond that, we really don't know anything else about him. He ministered during Josiah's reign, that is, very near the end of Judah, before the Babylonian captivity. I mean, Zephaniah ministered in a time of wickedness flowing out of Manasseh's reign. Now, Josiah was a good king who turned the nation back towards God, but many suggest that Zephaniah was written early in his reign, before Josiah made his reforms, because Zephaniah is primarily a message of judgment and a call for repentance. Now, it could be that it is a message to those who were resisting Josiah's reforms. Now, Zephaniah is concerned primarily with Jerusalem and Judah. Now, let's look at the organization of the book of Zephaniah. The outline of this book has two main sections, but I'm also going to break down one of them a bit further. The first main section is a message of judgment. This is the first two chapters and part of the third. And then it's broken down further into two subsections. First, there's a threat of imminent judgment we see in the first chapter. Zephaniah speaks against Judah for their idolatry and unfaithfulness. And he threatens judgment using the concept of the day of the Lord, which he says is very near. And then Zephaniah speaks a message of judgment against the surrounding nations. And like Amos, he speaks to the nations around, but then he saves the final condemnation of Jerusalem. In order to make the message of judgment more pointed, and then the book of Zephaniah ends with the hope of ultimate deliverance in the last portion of chapter 3. Now, Zephaniah speaks of the restoration of the city of Jerusalem. And he speaks of the height to which Jerusalem would be restored because of God's grace and work in their midst. Now, notice the proportion of the book of Zephaniah. The first approximately four-fifths of the book is judgment, and then the last fifth is hope. But as usual, hope is the last word. Now let's survey the content by looking at some key verses. First is chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, which says, "The great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. Listen. The cry on the day of the Lord will be bitter. The shouting of the warrior will be there. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities." Now, this passage is a characteristic message of judgment. And it uses the concept of the day of the Lord, which we've seen in earlier books. And notice that the day of the Lord is a difficult day, a day of trouble. Now, in one sense, for God's people, the day of the Lord should be eagerly anticipated. But in another sense, it should be feared, because God is a righteous judge. And next is chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. It says, gather together, O shameful nation, before the appointed time arrives and that day sweeps on like chaff before the fierce anger of the Lord comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's wrath comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. Now we see this passage is a call to repentance, to return to the Lord, and to seek the Lord. And it holds out a promise that if the people seek the Lord and his character, they may be spared from the coming judgment. And then finally is chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. And it says, "Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, you will say to Jerusalem, 'Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hand hang limp. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you, and he will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.'" Now, this passage obviously is from the message of hope of restoration near the end of the book. And it anticipates the time when God's wrath would be over and Jerusalem would be secure. And the promise is that God will be with them and he is mighty to save. And this is a great promise that we see realized in history when they returned from exile. But we also see it fully revealed in the New Testament. Now, let's look at the theological themes of Zephaniah. The first theme should not shock you. It is judgment and salvation. That is the standard message of many of the prophets, typical Deuteronomistic theology. God brings punishment on disobedience, but in his grace, he also brings hope and salvation for his people. And the next theme is a call for repentance. God calls people to turn from their sins and turn back to him. And implicit in this call is a promise that judgment will be turned away if the people forsake their sins and turn back to him. And then the final theme is the day of the Lord. Now, we've already spoken about the day of the Lord in earlier sections. This is the day when God will decisively act to right all wrongs and bring vindication to his name. This day will bring salvation to God's people, but it will also be a dark and difficult day for anyone who is not fully faithful to God. So now let's review. First, we'll review the organization of Zephaniah, and it is judgment and deliverance. And let's review the themes. They are judgment and salvation, call for repentance, and the day of the Lord. Okay, that's our brief survey of the book of Zephaniah. It's a typical prophetic message that reveals God's character. And I hope that you're encouraged by God's character. And I pray that you take this to heart and think about how God's character impacts your own life by what you've learned from Zephaniah. Then in the next section, we'll look at the book of Haggai. Thanks for watching.